Schools are back in session, Labor Day is upon us, and the calendar is turning to September. Labor Day kind of signals the end of summer, but not the end of the gardening season. There are a lot of vegetables to harvest. Our tomatoes are ripening so fast we can hardly keep up. We freeze them, so that takes some pressure off. Canning tomatoes is an all-weekend project. Corn harvest is in full production, and I think we've frozen enough squash for bread all winter. The harvest will soon come to an end. The next cold front can freeze gardens above 7,000 feet. The foothills and plains will probably have a freeze in the next 3 or 4 weeks. Using season extenders keeps the harvest going a little longer. A simple cover protects against light frosts. The old bedsheet over the tomatoes does work. There are special frost guard materials that hold off the frost even better. Frost guard cloth usually is for rows or groups of plants. They also only protect against a light frost. To really protect and keep heat-loving plants like peppers and basil growing, a structure is necessary. A small greenhouse will offer enough frost protection and daytime heating to keep plants growing. There are some excellent passive solar cold frames and greenhouse packages to extend the growing season to 8 or 9 months. This time of year is a good time to start fall crops of veggies. Sow spinach and salad greens to get them up and growing. You may get some salad this fall, and you'll get a head start on salads next spring. Sow snow peas in a sunny spot. Expect them to sprout in 10 days or so. They can take a light frost, and you'll have crisp, edible peas in a little over a month. The last weeks of summer and first of fall are great for transplanting perennials, shrubs, and trees. The soil's warm, but the air temperature is cool. Plants don't shock as much. They also develop new roots to hit spring growing. It's a season to protect what's growing through the first frost or two, and it's a season to start new plants for next spring. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.